Hi, thank you for calling Yang's Drain and Plumbing. We look forward to serving you.
Yeah, they're having local sparks.
Hey, James, so I was having an issue.
Yeah, I noticed that it was ringing for a while when I was calling.
Yeah, so I answered, it was late, but at the same time, 744-1110 was calling altogether. So it was the local splash app and the 744, pretty much the call tracking number, both of you guys were calling at the same time. So I had an answer on this call.
Okay, so let me write that down here. So I did a test call, and both the app and native phone app were ringing at the same time. Yeah, because what it should do is it should just call the local splash app, and then, you know, if it's not answered within, I think the normal time is usually about 25-ish seconds. If it's not answered within, you know, that time frame, then it forwards to call your number directly. But you're saying that it, like, overlaid and did it at the same time?
Right. So I answered on you, right? So 877 from local splash app called right and answered. And the whole time I answered, I didn't hear. I was like, hello, can you hear me? Right. And then I seen the call tracking number come in. But then the call tracking number, I believe, is calling direct now, or is it calling through the app as well? I'm confused. I don't know.
I think it called you directly after, because I did hear it ringing for quite some time, so it must have went, you know, forwarded to you directly, you know, with the call action fail button.
That's probably what it's doing right now, huh?
Yeah. We could do one more test here just to see how it... You know, how
it works. Shouldn't be doing that, though, right? It should ring for 25 seconds. Did it ring on your end for 25 seconds? Because that was fast. I mean, on my end, I just heard two rings, and then I answered.
It was ringing for a bit of time. It seemed like it was, yeah, about that, you know, around the 20-second time frame.
Yeah, so it sounds like we're having some kind of connection issue here, or some kind of network issue or something.
Yeah, let me do one more test here and see how it reacts on this next
try. If I didn't answer this one, then we wouldn't have not got connected. You get it? Because then it was just I had already answered the house call, I mean, the local splash number, right?
Yeah.
877. And then at the same time, well, as I was answering, 5 seconds later, then, you know, it said 744 is calling me. So now my call tracking number is calling me. So that's weird. But shouldn't it show your phone number instead of the call tracking number?
So when it's dialing on the app, it'll show the, you know, the true number, the true customer number when dialing on the app. When it forwards to you directly, though, that's when it shows the call tracking number.
Okay, so it shows my own call tracking number calling me, but it's showing you
directly. And then it should send the SMS, you know, with the customer information.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's only if it goes to forwarding.
Let me know. I think this phone might even be worse. I don't know if it's doing that. So I don't know. It's probably best to switch it back because this phone here, I'm having a little bit of volume speaker issue. So if I put it up to my ears, I can't hear it. I would have to talk on it on speaker, right, in order to hear it. So.
But yeah, let's give it another try and see how this next one reacts, and then we can go from there.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks.